Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we're talking about getting you into a bigger promotion. Now, I will just come straight out and say it in the beginning. There is no guaranteed way of like, hey, just do this and you're going to get into the bigger promotion. So I'm not here to give you just like some quick fix that's just going to magically bring you to the top of your sport. But we're going to talk about one of the most important things that a lot of athletes overlook when it comes to making that jump, when it comes to making that move in their career. And I talked about this in a reel that I posted just the other day. If you are tuning in live, you might have seen it. If you're tuning in a little bit later, you might have to scroll back a little bit because I do post quite often. But the reel basically said that you expect that one day a promotion is going to pay you millions of dollars to fight, yet you're not willing to invest in yourself. Why do you expect them to be willing to invest that much money in you if you're not willing to invest in your own future? And the reason I said that is, number one, I knew it would piss some people off. But number two, it's pissing people off for a very important reason. Guys, if you're not willing to invest in yourself, how do you expect people to be willing to invest in you? The first time I heard someone say that was one of my business coaches. And he said, he was like, if you are running a business and you're not investing in a mentor to help you run a business, how do you expect clients to be willing to invest in you? You know, you get out of life what you put into it. You get the results based off of the work and based off of the investment that you're willing to make. That's just how these things work. And so I can confidently say every time I have clients come in and start working with me, I'm investing in not only business mentorship, but like actual coaching mentorship as well every single day. And so the reason that I know I can continue to deliver higher and higher and higher quality services to more and more and more people is because of the investments I make in myself. And so that post that I made, the idea was to help you understand that if you want to make it to the top of your sport, guys, plain and simple, the work ethic is going to bring you into the equation. It's not going to separate you from the pack. And the reason it's going to bring you into the equation is because every athlete that has any chance of making it anywhere is working really fucking hard. That's just it. Any athlete that has any chance of making it anywhere is already working really fucking hard. So by you coming in and you're just like, ah, I'm just going to work harder than everybody. No, you're not. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you. No, you're not. Because you might think that you're doing that because you might be outworking everyone in your gym. But guess what? Your gym isn't even the only gym in your city, quite likely, depending on where you're at. If not, it's definitely not the only gym in your province or in your state or wherever it is you are, you know, in the surrounding areas. And if not, it's definitely not the only gym in your country. It's definitely not the only gym on your continent. It's definitely not the only gym in the world. So if you're outworking everyone in your gym, that means less than fucking nothing. So then you got to ask yourself, how do you separate yourself? Because the ones who make it to the top are less than 1%. So why is it going to be you? It's not going to be you just because of your work ethic. Like, that's going to be a part of it. You know, don't take that and say, okay, I don't have to work hard because, you know, that's not going to separate me. That's going to be part of separating you. But being willing to do the things outside of the gym that other people aren't willing to do is how you continue to get higher and higher and higher and closer to that 1%. I'm going to talk about one of my athletes as an example to this. I've been working with this guy. I'm not going to name names, but I've been working with this guy for a very long time. And when we started working together, he was one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. every single session, showed up, every single session, put in 150%, if that's possible. Like, this was definitely the first athlete that I never once had to say, hey, you got to pick it up. It was always, dude, chill out. Like, the work ethic was there in spades. But the problem was then he would go home and he'd have McDonald's on the way home from the gym. And then on the weekend, he'd go out and have a bunch of beers with buddies. And then he'd show up to training the next day, but he wouldn't have eaten anything because he was a little bit hungover. So the work ethic was there, but the everything outside of the gym was very up and down. Some days it was good, some days it was bad, some days he had some good fuel in his body, other days he ate a burger 7 hours ago and that was everything he had. Like, outside of the gym was a mess, inside of the gym was like the picture perfect example of what a top level athlete looks like. And so the results that he got in his sport were very reflective of that. He won a bunch of fights, but then he'd lose fights that he probably shouldn't have lost. He would win, but he'd take a lot more damage in a fight than he should have because he wasn't really as prepared as he needed to be. But then an amazing thing happened. Over the last 2 to 3 years, this same athlete cut all the outside shit out. Now, nutrition is always a top focus. He's focusing on making sure he's getting enough sleep. He's making sure he invested in a nutritionist, continuing to dial in his work with me even more. He's doing all the right things now outside of the gym. And when you know it, the results have started to show. Now, he's winning every time he's stepping into the fights. And not only is he winning, but he's dominated. Like, honestly, in his last 3 fights, I've seen him take 1 hard punch. And like, that is an awesome thing. And obviously, I'm not saying, hey, dial in your nutrition and your sleep and you're never going to get hit again. Like, if you're a fighter, you're going to get fucking hit. It's going to happen. But my point is, this dude has been able to step into the cage time after time and dominate because every area of the game is dialed in. And this is what it takes when you're trying to make it to the higher levels. You can't do it off of being half in and half out. You can't do it off of, I'm going to work hard when I want to work hard, but then I'm going to fuck off whenever I decide I don't want to work hard. It's not going to happen. And so the ways you separate yourself are that kind of investment of time, making sure that you understand that this athletic career you're after is not just built when you're in the gym. It's built with the time outside of the gym. It's built with how you're sleeping. It's built with how you're eating. It's built with how you take care of yourself. And the next thing, and this is something that a lot of you need to understand and a lot of you aren't going to like to hear, it's built with what you're willing to invest into yourself. And what I mean when I say that is, guys, I've had conversations with athletes, some of them might be listening right now, that have told me, well, you know, it's all well and good that you're a strength coach, but can I just look up that information online myself? And yeah, you can. I'm not going to lie to you. But the problem with trying to do it all yourself is because when you're looking up this information online, guys, don't get me wrong, you can look this stuff up online and you can build your own strength programs. Literally all the information you need is on my Instagram page. Like, I'm not trying to hide it. But the reason that that is not an effective strategy is because, first off, the information online, not necessarily all good. The stuff on my page, of course, I do my best to make sure it is as good as it can be. But when you're looking at information online, you're going to see some good stuff and you're going to see some stuff that's not good. After doing this for 15 years, I can pretty confidently tell you good information, bad information. If you're looking at this fresh for the first time, you're not looking at this with that same level of expertise. And that's not a shot at you. You're just not. It's the same thing as if you started asking me questions about something I haven't ever looked into. I'm not going to know the right answers either. So you're going to start looking at information and you're going to get some of the good stuff. You're going to get some of the bad stuff. So now, instead of jumping into a program where you know the information is being built for you, you know that it's being built correctly, you know that you're getting the results that you're paying for, you're hoping for the best. And you're hoping for the best because you don't really have the answer. You get what I mean? And so you start building it out yourself,
And because you don't really have all the answers, you're getting some good stuff and some bad stuff. Then you come into your next fight kind of hoping, hey, well, I did some strength and conditioning this time. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Instead of being able to be 100% confident that it's going to work. And the other part of that is having the resource. One of the things I tell my athletes all the time is when you're in a program with me, it's not just here's a program, now go work out. You also have access to me 24 hours a day. You can send me questions at any time. Hey, I wanted to get an extra workout in. I was thinking I wanted to do this, 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 and this. What do you think? And then I can either say, yeah, if you're feeling up for it, go for it. Or I could say, look, dude, like, I get what you're doing, but it's probably not the best idea right now. We need to make sure you're recovering more. You know what I mean? So it's not just mindless grinding and always trying to do more. It's making sure that you're putting more of your effort into doing the right things. And that's why having the coach in your corner is so important. And when I made that post the other day, talking about investing in yourself and the importance of that, and how if you expect a big promotion to invest millions of dollars into you one day, you need to be willing to invest in yourself too. And I got a lot of people on Instagram being very positive about it, but I got a lot of people on some other platforms basically telling me that, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, we don't have money. And guys, I get it. I understand that even the people sitting listening to this right now might be saying, hey, dude, like, all well and good for you to say that, but I don't have any money. So how am I supposed to do it? And the big thing, guys, is when you're in that position, I empathize with that because trust me, I've been there. Like, this is not me sitting in my nice, fancy, whatever, trying to tell you, oh, just spend all the money that you don't have. I get it. I've been there. When I moved to Calgary, I made less than $1,000 a month for a year, spent $30 a week on groceries and lived in an apartment with no heat. Like, I get what it's like. But the problem is a lot of people sit in that. Well, I don't have money. It's not my fault. I can't invest. So, you know, fuck you for saying that I should invest money in myself. But instead of sitting in that, now you've got to look at how you can put yourself in a better situation. And for some of you, that might be quitting the job you're in right now and finding something else. For others, that might be cutting down on the day-to-day expenses so that you can make those investments. For others, that might be figuring out if you can get support from a sponsor, from a friend or family member, whatever else it might be, swallowing your ego and realizing that, hey, even though you're 19, it's probably not time to move out right now because you can't support the lifestyle that you need to support to be able to pursue this goal. For others, that's selling the fancy car that you just bought and buying a car that you can actually afford so that you can invest that extra money into the coaching and into the mentorship and the help you need. Like, a lot of people love to say that they don't have money when really the money's just being spent in other areas. And then when that gets brought up, people love to say, you know, oh, well, it's easy to say that I should just, you know, stop buying this or stop spending money on that. But then it comes down to how badly do you want that goal you talk about? Because, like, if you are driving a fancy car that costs you $800 a month, but then you're sitting and saying, I don't have the money to invest into a nutritionist, to invest into a strength and conditioning coach, to invest in, you know, traveling to go train at other gyms, then maybe you just don't want to be a professional athlete that badly. You know what I mean? Or you're going on vacation 3 or 4 times a year. You're sitting here saying, hey, I want to be a professional athlete, but I can't afford all this coaching that I need. Yet you're spending 2 weeks at a, you know, nice resort that costs you thousands of dollars. Does that mean that you don't have the money to put in towards the coaching you need? Or does that mean that your priority is going to the resort instead of advancing in your career? Because if that's the case, that's fine too. But stop saying you don't have the fucking money for it and just admit that that's not a priority. So the big thing I want to get across there, guys, is when it comes to making these investments, when it comes to putting yourself first in that way, you need to understand that those investments are not, they're not an option anymore. If you truly want to make it to the top, you need coaches and you need help behind you. Because just working super hard at it is not going to separate you from the pack. So instead of sitting around and just saying, oh, I can't do it, start asking yourself how you can put yourself in a better situation. Now, the other piece that I really wanted to touch on in this episode that I want to make sure you guys understand is how to invest that money, right? So one of the big things, like I'm going to use an example from my own life, my own career, because I always find those help me, but I hopefully hope that they also help you. I get pitched on different business or brand related services literally every single day. I'll wake up to DMs being like, hey, do you want help with setting 90 to 120 new appointments in the next 30 days? And I never go for it because I have business coaches already, and any help I need, I just go to them. But the first thing I always do is I look at their social media profiles. And why do I look at their social media profiles? Because if somebody is pitching me on a service, if somebody is pitching me saying, hey, I can double the size of your business in the next 3 months, I want to look and see that they've actually shown that they can do that. But a lot of the time, these profiles that are pitching me on these things have no profile picture and no evidence whatsoever that they have any idea how to do that, right? So I see that and I'm like, wow, why would I ever consider even having a conversation with you, let alone paying you my money to help you with my business? You get what I mean? So guys, when it comes to coaches, do the same thing. You know, one of the things I always make sure that I'm doing on my own social media for that reason is showing you guys the information that I deliver in my programs. Like, yes, it's impossible for me to come online and be like, hey, literally every one of the 23,000 plus people that follow me, this is the exact perfect way for you to build the best possible cardio, because you're all different people, so you're all gonna need different things, right? So that's not possible for me to do. But every single day I'm dropping information. Every single day I'm trying to tell you, hey, this is a session that can help you with your aerobic system. Hey, if you struggle with explosive power, this is a session to help. Hey, do this and this is going to help with this. Hey, if you train like this, this is a mistake because of this. And the reason I'm doing that, guys, is because first of all, I want you to be able to learn how to train smarter. But also, when you come into the programs, you know that you're investing your money in a good place. You're investing your money in a good place because you see the knowledge every single day, even without investing the money. You know what I mean? So the biggest thing I want you guys to take away from that, other than obviously the importance of investing in yourself when it comes to building your career as an athlete, is learning how to do it. Because just throwing your money at some random coach isn't going to help you. But learning how to actually find the people you're looking for and learning the questions to ask them, right? Like one of my favorite things ever is when an athlete actually asks me questions and doesn't just want to jump in right away. You know, ask me questions, make sure that we're a good fit, and I'm going to do the same to you. I don't want to work with just anyone. I want the right type of people that are going to vibe with me, right? So the biggest thing I want you to understand is when you are trying to invest in yourself to improve in your career, you need to invest in the right people. So ask questions, learn about what they do, learn about how they can help you, and then bring on the people that you feel like make the most sense for you, right? So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you guys got some value from that. I hope you got some good takeaways. And I really want to make sure, as always, that I'm just transparent on this show. Like, I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm not trying to, you know, trick anybody. I'm literally trying to tell you exactly what to do. Because my goal is to see you win. My goal is to have you benefit in your career and see the success that you're looking for. I've seen way too many athletes cut their careers short because of stupid decisions or because of bad coaches, whatever else it might be. And my goal is to be a driving force in making sure that doesn't have to keep happening. So guys, I appreciate you all for tuning in. I appreciate you for taking time out of your day to come listen to me. This is honestly one of my favorite things to do in my whole day. So I appreciate you all. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're followed on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. and in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.